Welcome to the New Moon Report with me, Jemima Kana. This New Moon Report is brought to you by Astrocal, who have created a range of unique and inspiring lunar calendars and moon diaries, which are a perfect companion for anybody wanting to live in harmony with the rhythms and cycles of nature and the lunar cycle. Check out their full range of beautiful products at astrocal.co.uk. New Moon in Aries on the 8th of April 2024. This is the first new moon of the astrological new year, and it's also a solar eclipse. Aries new moons are always symbolic of new beginnings. With the positive power of a solar eclipse, this also heralds unexpected opportunities and groundbreaking fresh starts, which can heal old wounds. The pioneering spirit of Aries infuses this celestial starting point with the enthusiasm for getting things going, for taking action, and for following our impulses. What we feel passionate about is being highlighted. Flames of excitement are in the air, sparked by the fire of Aries, fueled by an electrically charged upcoming conjunction between Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus, and fanned by the force of Pluto at 1 degree of air sign Aquarius. Inevitable transformation is here, now. The power of this event is unmistakable. Time to see where we wish to go and to jump into the driving seat. Major shakeups and changes are inevitable. Jupiter and Uranus are stirring a hunger for these shifts. Chiron is in exact conjunction with the Sun and Moon at 19 degrees of Aries. This highlights precisely where we have been wounded. This exactitude of the cut may feel acutely painful, but Chiron in this sign shows us that there is great power in that pain. It is ours to feel. We can own our own hurt and choose to heal. We are unable to separate this wounding from the new beginnings we are forging, but Chiron's power comes from transforming the deepest of wounds into healing. In Aries, joined by both luminaries, this is encouraging. Physically, emotionally, and spiritually, we are aligning to our purpose to create positive change. Drawing out the truth of where we are vulnerable and exposing it to the light is a powerful experience in itself. Here we are being shown how to choose what is right for us. Spiritual pain is being granted transformation under the power of this new moon. Regeneration of wounded energy to instead fertilize new hopes and dreams. Chiron's mythology reminds us that true healing takes the energy of the collective. In Aries, the sign which demands action, this conjunction is sparking powerful new beginnings. Combined with a solar eclipse, there is really no room for sticking with anything that no longer fits with our purpose or supports our progression. It is time for an overhaul, for a fresh perspective and an exciting new start. Mercury is also in the orb of conjunction, in this dynamic Aries stellium. It's retrograde at 24 degrees. This represents connections and communication which will help the healing process. Mercury retrograde brings up memories to sort. Old connections and forgotten friendships may emerge to support us now. The threads which weave between our lives, tying us together and to the past, are being re-energized by Mercury's journey back through Aries. Mercury is seeking out positive connections and pulling at threads of truth to tie them into the action of change. In Aries, Mercury influences communications to be to the point, assertive, and it often blurts out the truth. Mercury in retrograde slows the pace. It ensures that we consider the implications for our impulsive action. Mercury's influence brings a desire for action, not just words, and this is especially focused towards new experience. There is daring energy now, a call to be brave and to look again at what has potential before we take a leap. Retrograde Mercury nudges us to see where our fingers have perhaps been burnt before and allowing ourselves to heal through the process of turning over a fresh new leaf. The age of friendship doesn't dictate the strength of it. Retrograde Mercury slows things down, whilst Mars and Saturn, conjunct in Pisces, applies cautious brakes to anything half-baked. This conjunction insists that any action taken now be influenced by deep compassion for others. Practical action in the journey of self-healing and preservation is of paramount importance. Any sense of vulnerability or area of blurred lines will feel more potent. Mars and Saturn are encouraging us to practice some restraint. In Neptune's watery realm, they have the power to cause big waves of emotion. Such power is executed selflessly. We look out to where we can help others and act compassionately. Action can be taken under this eclipse to expunge old wounds and to release the memory of past pain. Mars, empowered by Saturn's strategic support, moves supportively within us all. Decisions are tempered with kindness and influenced by dreams and emotions. This planetary pair are encouraging each other, impulse and discipline, to bring creative visions to life and to cement a foundation for our idealistic wishes. We are keenly sensitive to the changes which are being catalysed by this eclipse portal, and able now to pick up on subtle ripples in the collective pool. New consciousness, pushed into being by the power of this eclipse, brings the wisdom of innocent idealism and experience of the reality of fighting the good fight. Old wounds are being brought to the fire, and powerful Aries, free from the history of hurt, shows us how to transform this pain, to use it to fuel our own passions and creative power. The new moon in Aries demands that we leap into the light. Consequences will come, but we can cope. Being brave enough to stand up now for what is right, to advocate with honesty, and to start a new beginning is not an ask, but a demand. Another turn of the zodiac shows us that nothing stays the same, and nor would we want it to. This is a short guided meditation. Let me take you back to the last time we had a fire new moon. In Sagittarius, we created a circle and lit a fire to cook up magic. Here we are again in the clearing. We are not the same, and neither is the season. Now green shoots are sprouting all around us. Trees are budding. The world is a little noisier, but the fire still burns, and here in this circle, you are safe and supported. New sparks and fuel are helping your fire to grow. Take a moment to energize yourself. Reach towards the warmth of the fire in front of you and feel the heat seep into your fingertips and warm your blood. The sun beats down bolder each day. Feel yourself growing stronger. The courage in your heart beating solid and steady. You are being shown what is right. What you need to do is being illuminated to you. A path emerges at the edge of the clearing, bathed in light. This is the right way to go. Blessings from the universe beam down. A golden armour of protection now encases you entirely. You are sure and keen and ready. In your heart, let the light of pure and good intention shine outwards. In your hand, you now hold the sword of truth. See as it emits a warm, honest glow, leading you out from your circle of protection. You have the power to create a new future.
Thank you so much for listening. You can check out all of AstroCal's amazing product range at www.astrocal.co.uk. They have an incredible range of moon diaries and lunar calendars for you to be able to track the moon and really connect to who you are under her beautiful influence. You can read my horoscopes every day for free at jkaner.com.